If you check out our website or Facebook page, you'll notice that we have a message there. The Westside Church of Christ is temporarily suspending all services, including Sunday worship, for the next couple of weeks, March 29th and April 5th. The elders are reluctantly taking this action after much deliberation and prayer, but also understanding the necessity given the current health crisis confronting our nation and community. We recognize the God-given role of the civil government to protect the safety and welfare of society and her citizens. Romans 13, 1 through 7, Leviticus 13. And are therefore adhering to the regulations restricting the gathering and assembling of people. With the ultimate desire to resume assembling as soon as possible, the elders will be monitoring the ongoing and rapidly changing situation and keep the members informed about future responses and actions. While this note provides us some information about the reasoning behind what we're doing, we thought it would be helpful to go into it in a little bit more detail. And thus, I'm recording this for us to give further consideration to why we're doing what we're doing as a congregation of the Lord's people, the scriptural reasons behind our actions. When we start looking at this, we have a very unusual and challenging circumstance that we're confronted with. It's not something we have encountered previously. And as a result, sometimes it's kind of hard to wrestle with it and come to a correct understanding and apply it appropriately. We certainly want to do the Lord's bidding in all things. We want to be right with the Lord. That's first and foremost with every action, every decision we make. As we start looking at this a little bit further, we are trying to grapple with some things to be able to understand it correctly and look at the issue as we ought to and be concerned about doing it in the right way. While we don't have an identical circumstance that we can relate to, we do have a similarity that I think will be profitable and helpful to us to consider. When we think about situations pertaining to natural disasters, we've certainly had numerous instances in which natural disasters has interrupted our services, created challenges for us, things that we had to alter, and then kind of be able to deal with in a right way. I grew up in the Houston, Texas area, which is located along the Gulf Coast. Hurricanes are not an uncommon event in that part of the country. In fact, I can readily recall the Hurricane Carla striking the Texas coastline in 1961 when I was 9 years old. My dad evacuated us from the coast to a more secure location further inland. To illustrate the potential destructive nature of such storms only requires citing the hurricane that devastated the Galveston Island in 1900. 7,000 to 8,000 people lost their lives, which accounted for a fifth of the population at that time. This still ranks as the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. Now, considering that situation and kind of reflecting on it and how one would respond to it individually and as a congregation of the Lord's people, let's place ourselves in that circumstance. Let's consider that we are citizens on Galveston Island, that we're Christians and we meet with the congregation of the Lord's people. We receive then some information that tells us that there's this massive storm in the Gulf. It's churning out there and that it is on its way to come inland where we're at. How would we respond to that? What would be the circumstance in which we would then begin to act? Supposing we take the fact that the civil authorities impose a mandatory evacuation of the area. Will we not recognize the danger to ourselves, family, the brethren, and community at large, and then respect the government's role in safeguarding her citizens? Would it not be prudent and wise to cancel all services of the church and encourage the members to seek safety? No one in that situation would consider these measures as representing a lack of trust in God or constituting a failure to obey God rather than men. We would still be prayerfully approaching God, placing our trust and confidence in Him. And we would certainly not question the right of the civil authorities to ensure evacuation, to issue evacuation orders. I would submit to you that our current situation parallels and is the equivalent to a natural disaster in how we should respond and act in our individual lives and as a congregation of the Lord's people. Certainly life is uncertain and perilous with such times that are confronting us, we have to evaluate, make good judgments, and always follow the teaching instruction of our Lord as we go about our daily walk and as we interact with our brethren. One thing that we're always reminded of in these types of circumstances is the brevity of life and how we need to always be prepared for death. The manner and way in which we are prepared for death is to constantly and continuously be serving the Lord and faithfully obeying His will. That's